Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first.
Oh.
We'll go a little, if you wait a little bit.
Okay. Marco.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gudula chiminha. Tati. Terura. Balapet gimel yutak sadi. Kabel rinat. Amcha sagvenu. Tacharenu no ra kufreshayan sintet nun nagibor dorsheyuchutcha evavat shamre nun gimel dalet yud kav shin barhem tacharen Rakame Sitkata Tamid Gamle Etet Resh Saditap Gimel Kasin Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zopre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Eizayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatziach Gatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufal Tzadiyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Ve'emet Notze Chesed La'alavim Notze Aon Wa'fesha Ve'chata'av V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool, a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashah Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bichilu Erchimud Kilu Kilu Erchimu Le'ahta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'hinoam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nandukucha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Vilay Lachmila Bialma Divaye Barnash Vadaf Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Veya Kalana Dutahakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolai Tsirich Bialma. energy of the year 5780, the revealed aspect connects to the word compensate. The concealed energy connects to the word Shefa. We reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation by studying one of the verses that connects to this energy of 5780. Tonight we're going to study Isaiah chapter 26, verse 12. Adonai Yoheh Waheh Yishpot Shalom Lanu Ki Gam Kom Asi Seinu Paltalanu. The translation of this verse: Hashem, thou wilt establish peace for us, for thou indeed wrought all our works for us. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East, and we will connect to a verse that we study from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahey wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka aka heta he zayo alada la awaheya. Yozala me behe e reyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pehe la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same sequence, the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo tsa la me re he, he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la wa yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a a la me sa he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ko ka me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadikin who left this day which is the 24th day of Cheshvan. Benjamin Binyamin HaSadik Ben Yaakov Avinu. Benjamin, the progenitor of the tribe of Benjamin. Rabbi Hillel Moshe ben Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Mashel. Rabbi Avraham Azulai. He's the author of the book Chesed Avraham. And we've mentioned that with respect to the one section that he has. It's referred to as a river. The sections in the book. But the one we've resolved or translated and we've taught is about the mikveh. But there are so many other secrets in that book. We're just waiting for someone to translate them. Rabbi Gedalia of Zalka'a. Rabbi Raphael Cohen. Ben Rabbi Yehuziel Ziskin. Rabbi Chaim Yosef Buchstein, Rabbi Hillel Moshe Mishal Gilbertstein, Rabbi Raphael David Auerbach, Rabbi Gedalia Moshe Goldman of Seville, Rabbi Nahum Dov HaKohen Kreisman, and we are, unfortunately, Israel is still in a state of war. And primarily because the appearance is that Israel is weak because it doesn't have a government in the modern sense of the word government. So we will say the prayer for an active war. Yirmiyahu Liman Shemcha HaKadosh HaTahor HaYotzi MeHaPasuk HaShem Yelachem Lachem V'Atem Tacharishun SheTaitan LeChaylinu V'Lakosh Shomrei Amcha Yisrael Koach V'Hatzlicha L'Netzach V'Kol Amin Ben V'Dibur Ben V'Chachma Ben V'Kol Merekava U'Vadin V'Yehu Divrei Chachamatam Nishamim b'ani kol adam v'lo yakoshom adam le'amud k'negdim b'shun divar b'koach Hashem hazeh u'makorom shehu Lahem willo diavadem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked awon avod al banim al shileshim we are rebaim lishonai we ose chesed la'alafim la'ovavai u'shomre mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'ashav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo la'ashav zachu et yom ha'shabbat L'kadsho sheshet yamim Tavol v'asita Kol melachtecha V'yom ha'shvi'i Shabbat la'Hashem Elohecha Lo ta'aseh Kol melacha Ata uvincha Uvitecha avdecha V'yamadcha uvhemtecha V'gercha asher bisharecha Ki sheshet yamin Asa Hashem et hashamayim V'et haaretz et hayam V'et kol asher bam V'yanach b'yom ha'shvi'i Al kein berach Hashem Et yom ha'shabbat V'yikad shehu Kibed et avicha V'et imecha L'man ye'archun V'ayirach Hashem yom ha'shabbat V'yikad shehu kabed et avicha V'et imecha l'man Yarichun yamecha al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach lo tirtzach Lo tinach Lo tignot Lo ta'aneh Bereacha Ein shaker Lo tachmod Beit reecha Lo tachmod Eshed reecha V'avdo v'amatochon V'amachoto V'shoro v'achamaro Asher l'reecha Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Don't you give up. We will say the abridged Kaddish, which we're using as an elevator to rise to the level of our class.
Yitkadavid Kaddash Mei Rabbah. And we all say Amen. Be Alma Divrei. Piriute, Beam Lich Malchute, Bechayechon, Uviomechon, Uvachaye de Kolbe Yisrael, Bagala Uvizban Kariv, Itbarach Vayishtaba, Vayitbar Vayit Romam, Vayitnase Vayitadar, Vayitale Vayitalal, Shemedikucha, Leela Minko Birkata, Leshirata Tushbechata, Venehemata da Amiran be Alma, Yeheshlama Rabba Min Shemeshemaya, Vechaim Aleinu. We all call Israel, the Imru Amen. O say shalom, Imromal. O say shalom, Aleinu, we all call Israel, the Imru Amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. It's from the Parasha of Chaye Sarah. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 14. We will start with verse 88. We will need to start with this additional L'shem Yichud because we had used, we ground the energy with the Baruch Shem in the Shema. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabar Yichud, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urhimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urshimu, Liakda, L'shem, Yudhei, Bavadhei. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem B'Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konunei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konuneihu. Pasuk 88. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Avraham Yada V'hahiyo Me'arta simana v'libeya u'teyat aman hawa begin de mikdemat dekadena al taman v'chamale adam v'chawat mirin Tamanu mina hawayada Teinun hawo ela hamadi opnea Vistakovi patach leya chatpaicha Teginta de Eden Taman wehaudi ochna bi adam hawakaim ligabeya. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, Abraham recognized a sign in that cave, namely the cave of Machpelah. And his heart and desire were there, for he had entered it before and seen Adam and Eve interred there. He asked, how did he know it was they, for he did not know them? And he answers, he saw the shape of Adam and looked at it. Then a door to the Garden of Eden opened before him, and he understood that this was the shape of Adam before him. He understood that he deserved to be buried in the gate of the Garden of Eden, because he had been in the Garden of Eden during his lifetime. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. There are many tzaddikim who lived in Israel who have been in the Garden of Eden during their lifetimes, yet they are not buried in the entrance of the Garden of Eden. In my opinion, this explanation is inadequate. Pasuk 89. Utachatze koman tistakol bin yokna te adam la ishtazev le'almin mimita begindeha b'shata tivar nashista lach me'alma kameh le'ya le'adam Uvahuzina mitaval Abraham istakol beya bechamadi opnia mitkayim bechamanechora tinaher bimarta bechad shiraga Dilek kedekeden ta'ev Abraham Diyoreya behahu atar ubeya Uruteya awahadir bimarta. The translation. Come and see. Whoever beholds the shape of Adam cannot escape death. That person has to die that instant. For man sees Adam the moment that he dies and passes from the world. But Abraham looked at him, saw his shape, and lived. He saw a light shining from within the cave and a candle burning. Then he wanted to dwell in that cave. And his heart and desire were always there. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This explanation makes sense to me. Abraham is unique since he did not die when he saw Adam. Why not Abraham is the first to experience a near-death experience? Let me rephrase that. Why not? Abraham is the first to experience a near-death experience, referred to in modern science as an NDE. Pasuk 90.
Tachatze hashta Abraham behachmeta Avad bezim nadetava kivra lesara lehakatava latava limar tabahu zimna velahamar divaye leit parsha Minayu ela amartanu liachuzat kever imachem ve'ekpera meiti milfani fanai ve'itema delahawa efrom Taman, taman, hawa, diktiv, the Ephron, Yoshe, Beton, the Nechayet, the Abraham, La Marle, Behahi, Yoshata, Tulum.
The translation. Come and see. Abraham behaved wisely when he asked for a grave for Sarah, for he did not ask for the cave immediately, or say that he wanted to be separated from them. Instead, he said, "Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of sight." He did not mention either Ephron or the cave. If you say that Ephron was not there, it is not so. Indeed, he was present, as it is written. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Chet. Nevertheless, Abraham said nothing to him for the time being. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Why is withholding Abraham's ultimate purpose considered wise? Pasuk 91.
Ela made amar lo namar kema dikti viadaber el bene chet vegomer wiki salka diatach diavraham ba'a leid kavra ben ayhu ben misa avin. O ditu teya hawaim kon ela.
The translation. He spoke with them further, as it is written, and spoke to the sons of Chet. Could you conceive that Abraham wanted to be buried among the defiled? Or that he wanted to join them when he said, "Give me a possession of a burying place with you"? But he behaved wisely. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. A body that has died means the soul has left and is therefore defiled. Why did Abraham consider Sarah's body to be different that he would want it buried with the defiled bodies of the people he resided among? This is why there are separate Jewish burial sites. Yet the earlier question in this commentary is not yet answered. Pasuk 92.
Weyalfi nanorach ara hakabamir Davad Avraham Dehabagin Dito Uteya Uruteya Hawa Behahi Omearata Afalgal Dahawa Taman Labi Alamishal Leya miyadahu reuta dehawa leya bimarta wishael bekadmeta ma dela isteris leya lehinun akara ninwela leefron.
The translation. And we learn proper conduct from the way Abraham acted, because he desired and wished for that cave. Although Ephron was there, he did not want to ask him immediately. He did not ask for the cave, but rather for what he did not want. And he asks another, not Ephron. As he said to the sons of Chet, "Give me a possession of a burying place with you." My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Our question still remains unanswered. Why is hiding our intentions considered wise? Pasuk 93.
K1 Diamaru Leia Kame Ephron Shemayenu Adoni, Nisa Elohim, Ata Bechoto Keinu, Wigomer Machiti, Viefron Yoshe Bechotoch, Benechet, Yashabati Bisher, Ruta, Demilin Amar Abraham, Aman Hawa, Yedain Amar Shimauni Ufkeuli Beefron, Ben Soachar Beiten, Liet Bea, Mea Rat, Mea Machpela, Asherlo, Wigomer, Weitema, Begin Yikara, Tili Yatir Minaihu, Ana Ved Dila Raina, Beto Betochem, Begin Litkevara. Beinaihu Dirainu, Beko Begindila, Iparash Beinaihu. The translation. One of the sons of Chet said to him in the presence of Ephron, "Hear us, my lord, you are a mighty prince among us. It is written that Ephron dwelt," literally it says dwells, "among the children of Chet. Dwells is written without vowels and can be conjugated as dwelt, which would mean that Ephron was already there as they started talking. Then Abraham said, "Hear me and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Sochar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has. If you say that since my honor is greater than yours, ask for the cave of Machpelah from Ephron, because I do not want to dwell among you. And this is not true, but with you, and amongst you, in other words, to be interred among you. This is what I meant, because I want you so that I shall not be separated from you." My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This confuses the reason Jewish people have a separate burial site. It really isn't answering the question. Questions, comments, thoughts. This is the end of our class. Nobody wants to ask a question? There will be a Psalms class in the morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time. And there will be a class at 7 p.m. Motzi Shabbat. And there will be two classes on Sunday. One at 10:30, which will be continuing our Book of Job, and one at 3 o'clock, connecting to the advanced reincarnation discussion. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.